Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit.
I don't know, EP. I'm not thrilled. Not ecstatic about it, especially since the start of a brand new week. It's a Monday. It's May 19. Fresh sports shows for this whole week before Memorial Day weekend already. Are you kidding me? And EP busts out the good evening, Detroit. That's because we got no Rob Parker today, except if you look at the cartoon. That is, if you're watching at parkerandtheman.com, we've got the caricature of the Parker and the Man. Or Tubbs and Crockett, as we like to call it, behind Bernie Fratto. People, can you see him? Do you see what I'm talking about? I can just see the top of your head. Where's Waldo? It's Bernie Fratto. Thank you, Gary. Into his wives, all the way from Southern Nevada.
Well, Mark, I'm honored to be here, of course. It's a thrill.
I
see you've got a cavalcade of board ops, producers, phone screeners, June Taylor
chump,
dancers.
This ain't chump change, man. This is
great guys too.
This is June Taylor dancer.
Great. It's a cavalcade.
It's a cavalcade.
They're funny. They're glib. They laugh at my jokes. We talked about American Idol. We might go to the mall after this. Is the mall open? We might go to the mall after the show.
They'll keep it open just for you guys. They're all there. Look at this. I was actually kind of PO'd because Josh is here and so is Nick. And I said, well, all I get is two? What about, well, usually you got three or four or five, and I got two? And I got EP, and I got the Gary, and they're all here for you, Bernie, just to see you. Otherwise, they wouldn't even have bothered showing up today. They would have stayed home and said, when's that Memorial Day weekend? Oh, and Bernie, by the way, before we forget, we can't forget our Canadian friends. Happy Victoria Day to everybody in Canada today. Bernie, happy Victoria Day to you.
Drop the puck. Let's go.
Victoria Day in Canada dates back to 1845, and it actually has a couple of purposes. One, it honors Queen Victoria, who, by the way, was not a looker. That was nothing to look, nothing to see there.
You're saying she wasn't photogenic?
No, man.
She was no Victoria Principal.
Thank you, Gary. No. And the other thing is it kind of is the their Memorial Day. It signifies the beginning of summer. It was originally in the 1800s meant that at that point on Victoria Day, Canadians could now wear their summer togs, their summer clothing, if you will.
That's very good Canadian knowledge. I did not know that.
There's also a petition to rename it Victoria and First Peoples Day. And that petition was circulated starting last year. So it's very possible, Bernie, that next time we see you on Victoria Day 2015, it'll be called Victoria and First Peoples Day.
Have you signed the petition? Has it made its way to your desk?
I don't think.
They couldn't be very serious about it.
I don't think that they let Americans sign the petition for the things in Ottawa.
And why?
They just want to keep it to those 18 people who live in Canada. Go figure. We are streaming right now. If you want to watch Bernie on the program, you can. I'm on there too. ParkerandTheMan.com or the Premier Sports Talk Network.com. And as always, if you want to, download it. Be a good night for this because if you have the iHeartRadio app, they got the big Coldplay album party tonight on there. Like album release party is from Coldplay is on there tonight. So it's iHeartRadio, and of course we vidstream at ParkerandTheMan.com, PSTN.com. Bernie, so how's everything going in the LV in the Las Vegas area?
Time of my life, Mark. It's been a fantastic move. We moved there February 9th, 2010. Had an opportunity I couldn't pass up, but As you know, I like to do radio, and I've been extremely fortunate to be very involved in the heart of the radio scene in Las Vegas, doing the pre- and post-game show for UNLV Running Rebels. I co-host Gridlock with Steve Cofield. They're number one afternoon drive. And then there's a lot of sports specialty shows in Las Vegas. RJ Bell, who you certainly know,
hosts
the show.
Big timer.
First Preview. RJ's a friend of mine. I'm on that show quite a bit, the Las Vegas Sports Line with Paulie Howard. Brian Blessing Show, who you know. I'll be on with him Friday live from the Golden Nugget. The Power Hour. And then, of course, SportsX Radio with Ken Thompson. I'll be on tonight.
Right.
We do that every Monday live from the Palazzo Venetian in Legacy Stadium. So
Emeril Lagasse, who, by the way, is a chef.
Yep.
Makes some food sometimes.
And then a good buddy of mine, Brian Feldman, who's from Detroit, hosts a show called The Jake and Dad Show on KLAV with your old station, Mark.
Yes.
You did your show out there. So there's a ton. There's an NBC Sports affiliate, a CBS affiliate, a Fox affiliate, and an ESPN affiliate. There's a ton of sports talk radio out there. And it's worked out real well for me. But I appreciate it because a lot of what I'm able to do out there was set up by what you and Rob helped me with here. I made my Parker the Man debut on July 2nd, 2003. And Rob and I argued about whether or not Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
And now Pete Rose is sitting his ass in Vegas all day.
He's there. I see him all the time. Signing autographs over at the Forum Shops.
At the Caesars
Forum Shops. Making a fortune.
He used to be at the Mirage. And every time I'd walk through the Mirage to get to the pool area over there at the Bear Pool, which, by the way, is topless people, I'd say, hey, Pete, how's it going? Because he would just be sitting in a chair outside of that place that sold, like, music memorabilia. I forget, the Art of Music or something.
That's what it's called.
And Pete would wave. You'd go over and say hi. There'd be a little rope line, but there'd be no people in line for autographs, and people would just be walking back from the yogurt place, the frozen yogurt.
Right, right.
And
Fizz yogurt or something like that. Steve Garvey was there Thursday. It felt so bad because you see the line lined out our door to see us. That's the same line Garvey had
for an hour. Sure.
There was like nobody there.
Except Cindy Garvey.
Garvey has more kids than that were in that line.
It happens there sometimes like that. I've seen all sorts of people doing those autograph signings various places in Vegas, like Planet Hollywood they do in the Miracle Mile shops there. They have a lot of the boxers. Roberto Duran is there quite often at the sports memorabilia place. And he was sitting there one day with Ernie Shavers. Two legendary boxers, and I'm telling you, nothing to do but have lunch. And they must have eaten like four lunches, and we're just sitting there stuffing their faces because I kept walking by, and I would say, "Hey, El Mundo de Piedra," which is
Manos
de Piedra, El Campeón del Mundo,
Hands of Stone, right?
And he'd wave, and you know, I just thought, wow, you know. But he's in Vegas, you know, he's getting some sunshine, having a little heat in the summertime, so good for him. But if you don't know, Bernie used to be with us on the old places. And we loved having him. And he was in town because you're a Novi guy. You still have the home in Novi. Your kids went to Novi High School.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter went out to be a big soccer player at UNLV. Your son's just a big timer himself. And so you come back quite often.
I love Michigan. I had 17 great years here. As you said, I still own my home in Novi. I never want to lose my Michigan connection. I pop into town at least 3 times a year. I know why for sure I'll be back August 9th, when the Lions play their first exhibition game, and it will be against the Cleveland Browns and some guy named Johnny Manziel. No way I'm missing that, dude. So I'm always looking for reasons to get back here. Detroit is the best sports town in America. Las Vegas is the most exciting, but Detroit's the best sports town in America. And there are a lot of Detroiters, Michiganders, Mark, as you all know, in Las Vegas, and we all sort of managed to find each other. And there's lots of Lions fans out there and Tigers fans and you name it, Michigan fans, State fans, Red Wing fans.
I wrote it down. I think we're 81 days away right now from Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns showing up for the big Steamship Trophy preseason opener at Ford Field on August 9th.
7:30 p.m. kickoff.
And we were at Ford Field on Friday night. If you missed the show, we were there for the Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame induction dinner. We had Mike Ditka on the air. We had Jim Brandstatter.
Oh, wow.
Robbie Timmons was there with them. We had Mark Champion. We had Mill Coleman was there, Ron Rice.
Mill the Thrill from Farmington Hills Harrison,
exactly.
Michigan State. Yep.
Had his little cup of coffee and sweet roll in the NFL.
Yep.
For a bit of time with the Bears. There's your veritable cavalcade.
Every one of those guys.
There's your plethora of people who stop by to say hey. And, of course, we put some of that stuff up on Parker and the Man Facebook page. And, as always, you can tweet us. We were Twittering about it, too. I was all at Twitter. at Parker and the Man is the Twitter addy as well. Now, tomorrow, and we'll get into this tonight too, Jim Caldwell put it out there this weekend after the end of the mini camp, rookie mini camp, that he does believe number 90, Ndamukong Suh, who we have not heard hide nor hair from since right around Christmas time, because he didn't speak that last game of the season, so it was the week before, that at the OTA tomorrow, starting tomorrow, your organized team activity, there will be a Ndamukong Suh sighting there, Bernie Fredo.
Well, do you believe there'll be an Ndamukong Suh sighting tomorrow?
You know, I got to tell you, I haven't checked recently to see if anybody's done a sighting, if there's stock in the airport, if Metro's got a
any road rage incidents in Allen Park, or
if there
anybody been kicked in the nuts.
I just wondered if anybody
Evan Dietrich Smith,
if anybody had just stalked the entranceway to the state of Michigan in various parts to see if the car is coming from Portland. He spends most of his time in Oregon, although there's a lot of Las Vegas sightings for Ndamukong Suh. He must really like
he's
that
here
place.
At the, he's actually there at the Aria and Bellagio a lot. Everybody comes there. Read Norm Clark's column every day, Mark, on the LVRJ. He literally puts in there who passes through there. It's just, it's a never, you talk about a cavalcade, it's a never ending. From world leaders to politicians to actors to
I've said this on the air here. Robin Leach and Norm Clark cover the entertainment biz. The people sightings in the city, and you'll find out a lot of guys where your favorite athletes are by just reading those things in the Sun and the RJ, the Review Journal, Norm Clark in the Journal, and then Robin Leach in the Sun, because they have, and Vegas
those
Deluxe.
Guys do not miss a trick. And, dude, I got to tell you, I had a thrill.
I find out more times when a Detroit athlete is in Las Vegas from those two guys.
Well, and I had my biggest thrill because I made Norm Clark's column.
I saw that.
Because, and here's why. We were doing our brackets, and Cal Poly was in the play-in game. Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. So in 1976, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo had an interesting baseball team. Their shortstop, a guy by the name of Ozzie Smith, and their right fielder was Danny Gans, the late, great Danny Gans, one of the all-time performers. I'm sure you probably saw him in Vegas.
At the Mirage.
Died suddenly May
times.
1st of 2009, an incredible performer, had a 20-year career. He was the right fielder on that team.
Yeah, he was a minor league baseball player.
Right. And that was Cal Poly. And so people are like, well, who's this Cal Poly team playing basketball in this play-in game for the NCAA tournament? I mentioned that on the air. Norm reached out to me and says, is that true? It's kind of like a factoid, right? Ozzie Smith. And his son, Nico Smith, was in the American Idol. And he's a Hall of Famer with the San Diego Padres and St. Louis Cardinals. So, you know, Norm, like, tracks everything. He's amazing. If you're in, if someone's in Vegas, I don't care if it's Sean Penn or Bill Clinton or President Obama or, you know, Jay-Z or Jonah Hill or Snooki.
Or somebody kicking Jay-Z in an elevator. Solange. Hey, Solange.
What was that all about?
Again. I saw Saturday Night Live. It was just a foot five. She was giving Jay-Z a foot five. That was pretty good.
You know, Saturday Night Live, they've actually been pretty good this year.
That wasn't bad.
They've had a few good skits this year.
The best thing is Jay Farrow was playing his Jay-Z, and the new girl was playing Solange Knowles. Then Maya Rudolph came back as Beyonce. That was probably the best skit of the last. That was the finale Saturday with Andy Samberg. That was pretty good. But there you go. That was the answer to your question. She was giving him a foot five in there. How we got to that, I have no idea, because I do want to mention that. We'll get to the Sioux stuff later, but the Tigers are underway. And, Bernie, if you missed it today.
I know all about it.
It's all over Twitter.
Yep.
The picture of the boys in their Zubaz pants, their Zubaz outfits.
In the lobby.
I got to say this about the Zubaz thing. It's a little creepy.
1990.
But before I get more, because I used to wear the Zubaz pants, and I'm sure you did too. Did you wear the Zubazes?
Of course. They're really comfortable. You wore a few to some shows back in the early 2000s. You did.
I
used to call them clown pants. Zubaz was
Zubaz,
I think.
Right.
They look the trademark name, like Kleenex, right?
Before we talk more about Zubaz, though, it is time, though, Bernie. We don't have the Bernie Smile of its time check anymore. We now have the Henry Aaron time check, Bernie, for your pleasure.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
There you go. So to honor Henry
Wait
Aaron.
Wait a minute now. Do you have another one at 7:55? Because that's what he hit.
No, we only have the 7:15. Sorry to disappoint. So at 7:15, 40-year anniversary of the Aaron's 715th homer, you get a little Milo Hamilton in your life, and you now know that it is 7:15 in Metro Detroit.
And who caught the ball?
Tom House did.
You win the toaster oven.
And I tell
Nicely
people
done.
All the time, go read the article. May 3rd, 2005. Rob just shakes his head every time I bring it up because people won't do it. Tom House, the man who caught the ball in the bullpen, the home run ball by Henry Aaron, came out and talked about, in detail, steroid and drug abuse in the 60s and 70s in Major League Baseball with a wink-wink to his own clubhouse of the Atlanta Braves.
Mark, we did a show on that, you and I, about 7-8 years
ago. Yes, and I'm still talking about it.
You look at the 72 Braves. What, Davey Johnson hit, what, 42 home runs that year?
43.
And he'd never hit more than like 15 or 16?
Never more than 19 in his career. Darrell Evans had his first 40, and he was real young. He had his first 40 home run season. And then Aaron was 39.
Who was their catcher? Earl Williams hit like 35?
I don't
know
all
the numbers. Four or five guys that one year were off the charts, and there had to be something going on.
All I'm telling you is, May 3rd, 2005, if you Google it, if you Yahoo it, whatever you got to do on the internet, you will see it from USA Today, and there was never a follow-up on it. You can read it and make up your own minds. Do your own work, and you'll see it. But I'm giving you the date. May 3rd, 2005, just put Tom House in, and you will see the article pop up. It was originated in the San Francisco Chronicle, where they broke a lot of steroid stories, as we know, and it was picked up by USA Today and then quashed. Never a follow-up, nothing from Major League Baseball. They didn't want to hear another word about this story. Because he's telling you that in the 60s, I love the line, the great line was, we didn't get beat, we got out milligrammed. That's what Tom House's line was. Anyhow, that's what we do at 7:15, so you know that. Our number is 248-848-1130, 248-848-1130. Bernie Fratto is here. The fellas are here. The Tigers are underway in Cleveland at the old Jake, now Progressive Field. And the Zubaz pick, and of course, something happened because the plane... The private plane, the Pistons, the Tigers, got Stan Van Gundy on the brain. The private plane the Tigers were to take last night from Boston to Cleveland had mechanical issues, so they had to stay the extra night in Boston. Didn't even get on the plane today till around 2 p.m. to make it to Cleveland.
Try three.
Was it? What,
and
was that
when
the
they got
time?
Back to the hotel, there were no rooms. They stayed in the lobby.
In their Zubaz gear. What a weird 24 hours for the Tigers. Here they are on this great run. They've won, what, 11 straight on the road?
11 in a row, 15 of their last 18. 11 in a row on the road, 6 in a row. I mean, come on. This team is Mark, they are drawing comparisons to the 84 Tigers. I do not think that's inappropriate. I saw that 84 team many times in several cities, and they've got table setters. Mark, this is a team last year stole 35 bases the entire season.
Right. Got 37.
They exceeded that by May 15th this year.
At 37.
Rajay Davis, what, he's leading the league with 14, right? So you got first and you got first to third guys. You got guys that can run. They're athletic. They're scaring teams right now. I really believe they are.
Well, look, here's the tale of the tape. Drew Smyly's going against Corey Kluber tonight. Tigers come in 27-12. Cleveland's 19-25. They were swept by Oakland at home this weekend. Outscored 30-6, the Indians were in the process. 33 hits for the A's overall, who was just hitting the you-know-what off the cover of that thing. Cleveland's coming in with a losing 6-8. And Smyly, you know, he's been, the bum of the five guys with Rick Porcello pitching so well. He's 2-2 with a 2.70 ERA. And that's the bottom rung, if you don't count Anibal Sanchez, who, of course, was injured and just coming back now. But 6-2 last night in the sweep at Fenway, the first time since 83 that the Tigers swept. V-Mart's got 10 dings. Everybody thought he had no power. Power's back. And Torrey Hunter in a moonshot over the Green Monster. And they allowed 3 runs in 3 games at Fenway.
And now they go to Cleveland, which you just said, whose number 4 hitter, Ryan Rayburn. You got a cleanup hitter hitting .177, Mark. And, oh, by the way, you talk about bad defense. The Indians have made 45 errors in 44 games this year.
Well, look, we'll talk more about the Tigers. I want to get to Porcello. And also, for Bernie's sake tonight, if you haven't seen, you're going to want to do it. Starting on Wednesday is the Silverdome auction. They're auctioning everything off inside the Silverdome that's not beat up or wet because the Silverdome is completely destroyed. It's just trashed. But there are things available. They're going to put them up for auction starting at $5. It starts Wednesday, goes to the 29th of May. I have a list of some of the stuff that they're going to auction, which is a legitimate list, but we found some of the other things.
Oh, here we go. You've got comedy. Here we go.
Some other things.
I've seen that look.
That didn't make like the Free Press or the News or the MLive list. That they're going to be auctioning off. If you care to buy it, we'll give them to you later. So you want to be listening because I know you're going to want to get your pennies ready to purchase some of these items that will be up for grabs at the Silverdome starting Wednesday. So don't kid yourself. 248-848-1130. Bertie, you ready for a good couple, 3 hours here?
Ready for the holidays, Mark?
Ready for the holidays? We got a holiday coming.
That's why I said it.
It's like Memorial Day week now.
I know you. You've probably already got your Halloween party already. You probably decorated the house already.
I don't know about all that, but there's like nobody in this building today. The Clear Channel building has cleared out, so maybe everybody's taking their vacation early or they're just gone.
We're Steve
like
Garvey's in the lobby signing autographs.
With Pete Rose. 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and Mann. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan on this Victoria Day 2014. And we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Bernie's got a shout-out.
We got a shout-out before we get to it, Mark. You wonder why Detroit's the greatest sports city in America? Back in 03 when they had 119 losses, there were still great crowds out of Comerica. Take a look at non-progressive field here. Good sections available, Clevelanders. Get out to the ballpark. It's empty.
That happens every time they're off to a bad start.
Which is like every year.
Yeah, but the Indians have been off. Last year they had people because they were good and they rolled. They finished one game back of the Tigers and Francona packed them in. This year they can't.
Well,
it'll come around if they come back. I mean, that's what that city is. They're very fair weather. I guess most cities are. This city can be too.
Have to go to the Doppler radar on that one. All right, shout out, Mark. Shout out to our good buddy Hooch in Livonia.
Hooch.
Shout out to Hooch.
Is he having some Hooch?
I don't know. I'd say probably.
No score in the first. Drew Smiley's got a couple of guys on with two outs. So 0-0 your score in Cleveland with the Tigers going for, what is it, road win number 12 in a row.
By the way, three games
in Cleveland before coming back for four in Texas, then back on the road for a Western trip.
As I'm sure you recall, Mark, the 84 Tigers won 17 road games in a row.
Yeah. I'm doing that thing. We'll have that coming up for you on this day in 1984, brought to you by Comerica Bank. Buster, you're on Sports Night with Parker, man. Bernie's here, Buster.
Oh, hi, boys. Oh, hi, Bernie. I haven't spoken to you for a while.
Buster, always one of my favorite callers, and I hear you calling Ben Maller's show, too, as well. Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am, but, it's not a holiday. Oh, by the way, it's Bill Lambert's 57th birthday, but anyway, today was our holiday, so I went over to visit my college buddy and his brother, and he had his girlfriend over there, you know, so we were talking all like that and back and forth. She wanted to know if I'd ever been a wrestler.
Yeah, and? I'm waiting with bated breath.
Well, I haven't, but remember I told you about that, my being like 5'8 and a half and 205 pounds and having the, you know, 18, over 18-inch guns and everything?
Maybe
that's one.
Let's get ready to rumble. Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, about the Tigers, and especially Rick Porcello, I mean, just two words, better defense, especially on the infield, you know. Now that Cabrera's back at first, and, you know, you've got, Iglesias hasn't played this year, you've also got Davis out there and out there in center. You've still got Hunter, who they say is not quite the defensive player he once was, but he's still pretty good. And, of course, you've got Castellanos, who's proven to be a better defensive third base than I thought he'd be. And Avila, who's a good defense, heck of a defensive catcher and seems to be better this year. And, he's waiting for him to hit some. And that's the reason the Tigers have played so much better this year than last year, you know, with the speed, which you can use speed on defense as well as offense. And, you know, as you mentioned, they've already surpassed their 2013 stolen base total for as long as the big almost with four now with Porcello. And by the way, Mark, it's with you remember like 12 years ago when Andy Van Hecken came up and he had that one shutout, I believe his first game, and you had that slogan.
No, he didn't have a shutout because he was 0-3 in his career, but he pitched really well. He didn't shut anybody out, but I don't think he allowed him to run. He left without getting a decision.
Well, if our young lefty continues to pitch as well as he has, we might come for the new saying, what the hey, see Robbie Ray.
All right, there you go. That was a little saying for Robbie Ray, who, by the by, will, in fact,
good stuff.
Start on Thursday because Porcello's got this soreness in his left side, and they're just being very careful about a guy who's 7-1 with a 2.91 ERA right now. Speaking of Porcello, Bernie Fratto, I'm going to ask you a couple of Porcello questions. You have to give me an answer, okay? Here's the situation.
We're playing Stump the Schwab?
We're playing Stump the Fratto Schwab. Here's the dealio. We're going to play by comparison. This is with Rick Porcello. In fact, let's do that coming up. Here's how we're going to play our game. Rick Porcello has 68 victories in his sixth year already. He's 25 years old. This is why Dombrowski won't trade him. Do you got it, people? I know the ERA is a bit high for his career. It's in the fours. This is the year they've been waiting for. This is why he was a first-round draft pick, not an eighth-round draft pick or 30th rounder. Seven walks and 52 and two-thirds. So we're going to play by comparison with some of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game at the age of 25. That's coming up next on Sportsnet with Parker and Men. How excited, Bernie, are you for, by comparison, Rick Porcello?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Sure.
I'll get back to you.
He's going to get back. He's going to think about it.
I will get back to you.
He's going to think about it. We'll take your calls as well on Ricky P. We'll get to some Lions business, some Silverdome business. And I tried to make it a Donald Sterling free zone tonight. And gosh darn it all, the NBA just won't let me. I feel like Lewis Black. They won't let me. I'm telling you. 248-848-1130. Sports Wrap is next on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Robin Mark do it right.
Want to be cutting edge?
Want to grow your target audience?
Try live video streaming. Call Stream Michigan. 866-777-4777. Stream Michigan is Michigan's top live video streaming company. Seminars, sporting events, weddings, parades, you name it.
They can do it.
Visit StreamMichigan.com to check out their most recent work or call 866-777-4777. Watch your events grow.
With Stream Michigan. With Stream Michigan. With Stream.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Turn that on. Rob Parker is off. He's in New York City on assignment getting some stuff done. Bernie Fratto in his stead. We'll get back to more fun and frivolity with Bernie Fratto from Las Vegas in studio tonight. How good is it to have you? We haven't done this in a bit of time. But first, let me tell you that if you're driving around out there, and Bernie knows this, he was driving around today in his rental vehicle when he came into town, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, the craters out there are just brutal. This weekend was just terrible. Some of the parts that I was in, eastern side of town, I was over in the greater Grosse Pointe area and then into the city itself, and just awful at some places. Anyhow, if you've got any issue whatsoever, anything at all, or just need routine maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. That's X-P-E-R-T. Mike and his great people offer you free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. You will be back on the road safe and sound pretty much the same day. Expert Car Care services everything, top to bottom, front to back. Doesn't matter if it's something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention these two good-looking guys that you can see behind Bernie on cartoon, on caricature right now, that would be Parker and the Man. You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. You see what I'm saying? Just for saying Parker and the Man. That's over $100 in savings passed down to you right then and there. Expert Car Care, two great locations, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop. And now time for a little Sports Wrap action brought to you by Sporty Cuts, Bernie. Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in town, go to 7 Mile and Outer and go get a haircut. At Sporty Cuts. That's why we call it Sporty Cuts, because you get a haircut there. Started the 3-game series in Cleveland, and guess who just hit a homer? Victor Martinez again. He hit one last night, number 10, number 11, just came moments ago. Tigers and the Indians are tied in the second at 1. Drew Smyly, a wild pitch, scored as Drubal Cabrera in the first inning, and now V-Mart has tied the game with a line shot. That's how Bernie does it. That's how Smilovitz does it. Line shot. That's what Bernie would say. Not the other one, not you. So number 11 for B-Mac. Going to be a long night in Cleveland, long 3-game series in Cleveland before coming home and taking on maybe not Prince Fielder and the Texas Rangers. We don't know if Prince is going to make it here yet or not. All of a sudden, he's an injured cowpoke. Big Ten baseball tournament begins Wednesday in Omaha, Nebraska. Michigan is the 5 seed and plays Minnesota at 9 p.m. Central. MSU is the 6 seed and plays Illinois at 9 a.m. Central. So I guess I could have just said 10 o'clock. I didn't have to say what time it was Central time. It's double elimination, but both Michigan and Michigan State are in the tournament. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, West Finals, Game 1. Tonight at 9, Oklahoma City at San Antonio. Game 2 for the Heat and Pacers is tomorrow night at 8:30 in Indiana. Pacers up one zip, and NBA draft lottery happens too tomorrow. Kyle Singler will represent the Pistons unless Stan Van Gundy pulled that duty from him. But tomorrow's the big draft lottery. If the Pistons pick any lower than 8, they have 1-8 protected. If it's 9, it goes to Charlotte. If they stay at 8 or up, they keep the pick. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Finals, Game 2. Bad news for Montreal. Carey Price is out for the series, the rest of the series, no matter how long it goes. And Peter Budaj will be in goal for Montreal tonight against the Rangers. That's Game 2, Rangers and Canadiens. New York won the first game in grand fashion. Kings and Blackhawks don't play their Game 2 until Wednesday in Chicago. The Hawks are up one zip there. Other baseball, American League, white light night. White Sox and Royals about to go. Astros, Angels. Albert Pujols hit 2 more home runs last night. 504 for his career. He is now tied with Eddie Murray for 25th all-time in baseball history with 504. That's tonight at 10:05. National League, Reds and Nationals underway in D.C. No score there. Braves lead the Brewers 1-0 first. PGA Tour stays in Texas for the Colonial this week at Fort Worth. Boo Weekly defends. The seniors, the old guys, are out there at Harbor Shores in Benton Harbor. This is the 75th Senior PGA Championship in Benton Harbor starts Thursday. French Open tennis begins on Sunday in Paris. Rafael Nadal, the top seed for the men, going for a 9th singles title on the red clay of Roland Garros. Serena tops for the women. And it's Indy 500 week along with Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR week, both races on Sunday. Las Vegas' own Kurt Busch will run both. That's 1,100 miles in one day. He actually crashed in practice today at the Brickyard. It was actually a bad crash, but they hope to have the car ready for carb day on Friday, which it needs to be. So Busch is going to already off to a tough start this week with 2 races to run this coming weekend. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Bernie Fratto into Hizzy tonight in-house in place of Rob, who is in New York City doing some stuff.
Yeah.
See me okay?
Talk to Rob this morning.
Isn't that funny to see each other over the thing?
A little different than the other studio.
Hope you're watching us at parkerandtheman.com.
Take some getting used to.
There he is right there. I'm pointing at you. Greg is on. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Hi, Greg.
Hi, dude. I knew you finally get rid of Rob. Like, you know you wanted to show up.
Yeah, it took 2 months, Greg, and he's out the door.
Yeah, he was holding you back.
Holding me back.
What's wrong with Victor? Is he on steroids? I mean, he's...
Greg, you know what? You're seeing Victor Martinez circle like 2007.
He's healthy again.
Yeah.
He's starting to swing. He's really swinging the bat.
We've dissed him on the power that he used to have in Cleveland and then even into Boston that he didn't really show much of here. And as EP just pointed out, he had 23 homers a few years back in 2000. Was it just 2010? So he can hit 20-plus, but right now he's on a pace to hit 35. Or more.
Yeah, that's right. He might have one of those kind of seats. Do you think this was, now, we don't take 2 out of 3 here. Would this road trip be a little downer if you don't take 2 out of 3?
I don't know, Greg. You've just won 11 straight. I mean, you got to be really careful. I know we do this now. We've done this since 08, pretty well, even 06. We evaluate every Tiger game now because when you get good, that's what you do. And in 08, when they finished in last place, it was a terrible thing. They bounced back in 09 and 10, then they win 3 straight. You know, go to the ALCS 3 straight years. Now you're in this mode where every Tiger game is, like, crucially.
Well, only because this is a divisional game. That's the only reason why I say that. You know, that's the reason why they beat Cleveland last year.
Yeah, but Cleveland's 10.5 games back. They're buried.
They
when you get into starting pitching that the Tigers are. Look, Tommy Lasorda once said, the best team in baseball loses a third of its games. The worst team wins a third. They could get swept in Cleveland, and it's not going to matter. They're going to win this division.
Team in baseball with a shortstop that came here. I'm telling you, this boy looks like Rayola and Eddie Brinkman put together.
Yeah, but right now, Greg, the deal is you don't need a shortstop to hit.
You get away with it because we're winning.
Yeah. I don't think and Danny, you know.
He made a great play in the first inning to save a run, so I can't get on it.
That's right.
I don't like Andrew Romine as a hitter. I think Danny Wirth is probably a tick above him as a hitter, not much better. But I don't. I just don't see Iglesias coming back anytime soon. Look, this is going to be this is the position. Come trade deadline time, it's going to be very critical. If there is no Iglesias in sight, and if you're still getting no production out of Wirth or Romine or somebody else from the minors or someone else off the scrap heap, they're going to have to do something.
Well, Stephen Drew might still be out there.
God, I mean, he must be a pariah.
I don't think he's your answer. No, I really don't.
Can't get a game.
And you don't need an all-star in every position. The Tigers have an interesting chemistry right now. If you really think about the way this team's constructed, and in Major League Baseball, saving a run is as important as scoring a run. And Romine has made some good defensive plays.
Well, he's great defensive choice. because, like I said, he saved the run last inning.
Yeah.
On that ball hitting the hole. And he made a good play. He made a good play last night on the ball hitting the hole. I mean, he's picking up everything that's hit at him. I have no problem with him defensively. But, you know, sooner or later, you got to, boy, I tell you, this kid never swings at a strike in his life. You got to hit a little bit sometime. You know.
I agree, but that's why they'll have to make a move at shortstop if they're really – if this thing is all guns blazing and they're gung-ho by the trade deadline and they really think that they've got something here to win a World Series, they're going to have to upgrade that position without question.
One more thing. What do you think about your boy Caldwell saying that Ndamukong has leadership potential?
Well, I said this at the start of the show. I said what Jim Caldwell did was put himself on the clock with Ndamukong Suh by even saying that he believes he'll be here for OTA starting tomorrow. I think Ndamukong Suh has plenty of leadership potential. I don't think you know what? Everybody's got to grow up here. He doesn't have to sit here at these voluntary mini camps.
Well, no, I have no problem with that. Barry Sanders never went to him, and I used to get arguments about that. I said, it's voluntary. He don't need to be there. I'm not worried about Barry.
I don't like these silly. I mean, I understand why other guys are there, and some guys. I mean, hell, Matt Stafford doesn't need to be there. Calvin Johnson doesn't need to be there, but they're there. That's the problem. They show up, and they don't need to be there either. They could easily take a little break and a vacation. So Sue is bigger than the team. I get that part. And what I think Caldwell is doing is calling him out a little bit to say, dude, we can't do this anymore. You gotta come by. Just come by and wave if you have to.
In other words, I put my neck on the line for you. It'll make me look bad.
Well, and if he doesn't show up now, Greg, I'm telling you, and he said it yesterday after the minicamp, he said, I expect him here this time. He didn't say it the last time.
Yeah, if he doesn't show up, he's going to get ripped.
I think that Jim Caldwell has some words for him if he doesn't make one appearance at these OTAs next 3 days.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be there.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man. 248-848-1130. We are going to play Rick Porcello by comparison, Bernie. I'll start it now if you don't mind.
Real quickly before we get to that, Hooch wants to know, Mark.
Hooch!
What do you think of Ndamukong Suh using him as a situational fullback?
You know, I'm always against that. It's gimmicky to me. I don't like it with him. They have other people. You've got two of the best catching running backs in all of football in Reggie Bush and Droik Bell. Let them do their thing. Droik Bell, and we've
I
had
love Droik Bell.
Well, we had him on the show recently a couple times. And Droik, I said flat out to him, I said, dude, your production earned you that deal. 2 years and over 2,000 total yards for a guy who's backing up dudes? Are you crazy? Nobody has the numbers that Bush and Bell are putting, the killer bees now, if you will. I'm giving them the killer bee moniker. And I had to take that from the early 80s Dolphins, the killer bees. Because they really have something going here. I believe for the first time since Barry left, I can actually say, look, I got a 1,000-yard rusher that starts, and I got a guy who I'm very happy with backing him up. Real happy with. And the whole reason I didn't want an Eric Ebron, and I didn't want another receiver, I love the people. Well, Eric Ebron's not really a tight end. He's a receiver in a tight end spot.
Yeah, I get though. I get.
Well, I didn't want a receiver either.
So right. How about defense?
Either of them.
Which leads to my answer. I like to see Ndamukong Suh as a situational pass rusher.
Yeah, right.
Feel free to make an impactful play. You're 16-29 in the Ndamukong Suh era.
But the thing I wanted to add was everybody said, well, you got Johnson, you got Golden Tate now, you got Chris Dunham-Durham, you got
Pettigrew,
Ryan Broyles,
Fourier, and
the two best receiving running backs in football that sometimes head up to the slot.
Well, and that's why they got Eric Ebron. If you saw him play at North Carolina, he's one of these hybrid guys. They will line him up out wider right, which will create opportunities for Reggie Bush in the bubble screen. But, Mark, listen, the Lions need defense. They can't stop a parade. Look at their schedule this year. It's very daunting. Very daunting.
I want Ndamukong Suh. Could he come in on occasion? Would it be cute? Couple, you know, fourth and one at the, I suppose, but I don't like the gimmicks. The Lions don't have time for gimmicks. They got a real serious football team to actually have some real serious football results. That's what I want to see happen for a change.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, how's that working out for you so far? So coming up, I promise, don't make promises, Wilson, you can't keep. Rick Porcello, by comparison, at the age of 25, I think, Bernie, you'll be most impressed with your Ricky P. We all know I got a thing. I got a man crush on P, and I always have. I have it more this year. I'm just saying. I'm not afraid to say it right now, Eric. Ricky P. Ricky Porcello. Okay? I'm going there. I'm taking you to the new heavens. He called 15 wins. Ah, you may be way low. You may be way low, dude. 248-848-1130. Bernie Fradwin for Rob on Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
I'm telling you, my boy Gary's right up my alley with the music, man. Can't get rough enough for me there, G. Holton. Can't get any rocking harder for me. Unless, of course, you're California Chrome. Hey, we'll get to the horse. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. We'll get to the horse thing because California Chrome is going to be allowed to use the nasal strip. So they were having a hearing tomorrow, which does not have to happen now because the New York Racing Commission has said, fine, we're a nasal strip. Go ahead. It'll look funny on a horse, but that's cool because he's done it in the last two races. Does not use it in training, only in races.
Last six races he's used it.
Yeah, he's won them.
And New York, by the way, this request has been made before. The New York State Commission has turned it down every other time. So this is one time they chose not. Mark, I'll tell you right now.
They want a Triple Crown winner.
He's going to win it. Triple Crown. 13th chance since 1978. 13th time is the charm.
I got a personal text from our guy, Rich Hannon.
I remember Rich.
Rich said, great to hear you and Bernie together again. All the best to you, and if you can give Bernie my best as well. Take care, Rich.
Right back at you, Rich. You did a great job setting us up back in the day out at Nemo's across the street. Remember, Mark?
Rich did a lot of our engineering.
He helped us a lot on our remotes.
Fantastic. Also got a Twitter notification. I like to say a tweet notification from our guy Nick, who is part of the Charlie Wilson tour, one of the great R&B artists right now in the country. Playing that. What do you call a sax? What's another good word for a sax? Because he's on a sax. Because a horn is more of a trumpet, right? You wouldn't say a horn is a sax, even if it's a horn instrument.
No, they're all horns. You get trumpet, flugelhorn, sax.
Come on, what are people?
Clarinet.
Stick.
Maurice Claret.
Anyhow, at Go Get 'Em Nicky on Twitter, he writes, Fratto and the Man, the triumphant return.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
On the tweet. And you can tweet if you want us at Parker and the Man. It's very simple. All right, here's the Ricky Porcello thing. My point is has Porcello really hit a new level here? Is this just an aberration, or is it now a cardinal rule that Porcello becomes this kind of pitcher?
It's not an aberration, Mark. They rushed this guy to the big leagues at age 19 in the middle of a lot of pressure. He took the ball every fifth day like a trooper. He's fearless. He's now got command. He's got an approach. He's developed now his repertoire at the major league level. He's got better command. He's got a better assortment of pitches. He's very assertive. He's 25 years old, but here's a guy, Mark, who's really, his career has really just started to take off, but yet look at all the experience. He's probably garnered 1,000 innings, right? I'd have to look that up, but think about it. And he's always had good stuff, a good sinker. And now it's just a matter of being consistent.
Well, he keeps the ball on the ground. That's why a better defense was going to help Porcello, because he gets a lot of ground ball outs. Sometimes he leads the league or is close to leading the league. Miguel Cabrera just doubled, so they're in the third inning, still tied at one on the V-Mart homer. All right, so here's the thing. I said this before. This is why Dombrowski, this is why Porcello's not a Cub today, not a Padre today, not a Met today, not a Dodger today. So many rumors over the last 5 years about where Porcello is going to end up in trade. He's got the soreness right now on the left side. Robbie Ray will start Thursday. They're keeping Ray up. They sent Justin Miller down to keep Ray up so he could be a spot starter because of this reason. But Porcello should be fine. Just want to keep him out a couple of days, then he'll make his next start. But here's by comparison. I've teased this now for 52 minutes. At the age of 25, Bernie, all you got to do is tell me who had more wins, this guy or Porcello at this age. Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn did.
No. I remember, 68 is Porcello's number right now. Spahn had 8 at the age of 25.
And he ended up with 300.
363.
Former left-hander Milwaukee Brewer great.
So Spahn had 60 less wins than
Spahn. Spahn insane and pray for rain.
Spahn insane, pray for rain. That was the old moniker for the old Milwaukee Braves. Bob Gibson, the Hall of Famer Bob Gibson. Who had more wins, Gibson or Porcello at 25?
Gibson.
Porcello by a mile. Gibson had 19 at 25. Remember, a lot of these guys either had military service back then, didn't start till later, were in the minors longer than they are now. Not always they came up, especially pitchers. Hitters did, but not pitchers. Sandy Koufax.
See, here's the deal then, okay, because Porcello was called up at 19.
I don't want to hear your excuses.
Well, he had six full years. All right, all right. Now, I know Koufax really started slow.
Struggled.
Now, that I know for a fact because Tommy Lasorda talks about that.
He had the worst 6 years at the beginning and had maybe the best 6 years in the history of baseball.
Unbelievable. And then his arm flamed out.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one. Porcello there, that I knew.
But not by much. Koufax had 54 by the time he had 25. How about the winningest pitcher of the 80s, Jack Morris? Who had more wins, Porcello or Jack? And Jack started young.
Yeah, Jack came up very early.
Mm-hmm.
I think Morris had more.
Porcello by a mile. Morris had 37. Rick's got 68, remember. And remember, his 25th year of birth is not done yet. He won't be 26 till December. How about Lefty Grove, 300-game winner in
Philadelphia
baseball.
A's.
Yep, Lefty Grove. Who had more wins at 25, Grove or Porcello?
Can you, like, mix in a Baker Gratterall so I can get one of these right? I'll go with Lefty Grove.
Not even close. Grove had 10, and Ricky had 68. How about Cy Young?
511 victories.
Denton True
Young. Now, that's the record, by the way, that'll never be broken.
511 will never be broken.
If you break in at age 20 and win 25 games
you're still
a year
short.
For 20 years, right. Yeah, you're still 11 short at age 40. I'll go with Cy Young.
But only by four. And remember, Porcello still has the rest of his 25th birth year.
Do you think Porcello will win 500 games then?
Maybe 600.
Would that be your record?
Cy Young had 72 in his 25th year of life. Porcello's got 68. So he's got a ways to go before this season at 25 is finished.
Denton True Young.
Cy Young had more wins than Porcello by four.
How about Mordecai Three-Finger Brown?
I don't have him, but I do have Grover Cleveland Alexander. Another all-timer.
Well, did you know, like, after when Mordecai Three-Finger Brown would, like, throw a shutout? He'd give everybody a high three.
And a high three because he had three fingers.
Just throwing that in there. I'll go with Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Nope. 47 for Alexander, 68 for Porcello. Tom Glavine, 300-game winner in baseball.
Well, see, he played hockey for a while. He got started late. I have to go with Porcello on this one.
Porcello by 15. Glavine had 53 at age 25.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan. Remember, he started
Nolan started with the Mets.
As a relief pitcher.
In 69.
Actually, 66.
Is that what it was?
And then missed 2 years, I think. I don't know if it was military or something else, but he didn't come back up till 69. But he was actually on that 66 team.
So, let's see. He got to the Angels in 72. This has to be Porcello, easy.
By 20.
Yeah.
48 for Nolan
because
Ryan.
Because Nolan really, really struggled. Then he got to the Angels in the mid-70s and started to take off then.
Randy Johnson, big unit, 300-game winner.
See, he came out of it's got to be Porcello.
By 58, Johnson had 10.
Johnson pitched at USC. You got to remember, Porcello signed it out of high school.
Right.
So that
and
matters.
Came out pretty quick.
Lightning quick.
Remember, Porcello's gone 14-10, 14-10, 13, and now 7. Yeah, I got it in my head. 14-10, 14-10, 13.
He took the ball every fifth day like a trooper. He's fearless.
Last one.
Yeah.
The knuckleballer, who won well over 300 games, Phil Niekro, who had more wins at 25, Niekro or Porcello?
It took a while for Niekro to be a starter, actually. I'll say Porcello.
How about by 68? Phil Niekro didn't even win his first game until he was 26. So Niekro had zero at the time where Porcello had 68.
All right, so
of
you've
them.
Just. Okay, so.
I'm just saying, just, do you, what you, you want.
You've just listed seven Hall of Fame pitchers. We're talking. Cy Young and
Warren Spahn and Bob Gibson.
Lefty Grove.
Tom Glavine, Hall of Fame. Nolan Ryan, Hall of Fame.
Jack Lazorco.
Jack Lazorco, not Hall of Fame.
Right.
So people can, you know, but look at the ERA ain't great. Overall ERA, much better this year. Overall, still about 4.5.
Here's what's impressive about him. One more thing about him, because I'm in the Porcello camp with you. I've always liked him. You remember the 2003 season when poor Jeremy Bonderman, 20 years old, was rushed up to the big leagues. Again, a guy who took the ball every fifth day.
Right.
Never complained. I think it ruins
him.
Well,
he complained, but.
Not really.
Yeah, he was just a bad dude with complaining. He complained. What can I tell you? He complained in the locker room all the time. He did. He was not a happy guy.
Well, would you be?
No, Bonderman had an edge to him, though. Bonderman was always kind of...
Bonderman had good stuff, but they rushed him up, and he just never... He couldn't survive it. Porcello survived it.
See Jeremy in the corner, that corner locker by the showers, and you go, I ain't going over there. Plus, it's too steamy.
Well, he never had much to say.
Yeah, he could talk. And just some of those guys were just lumpy, and I just want to talk to him. Jeremy Bonderman was one. I'm not giving anything away.
Well, he had pattern balls, and he was like 12.
Hey, Bernie, everybody's got their guys when they go in. They don't want to talk to you, or they talk. You know what I mean? All right, anyhow, 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a sports wrap next.
You have to bring Delman Young into this.
Bernie Smile. What'd you say?
You know, you talk about guys you don't want to talk to.
We could do 3 hours on that.
We could do 3 months. How about Delman Young?
I didn't mind Delman
Young. Oh, sure you didn't.
See, everybody's got – go ask the old time – dude, can't do it right now. We'll do it coming up. 248-848-1130 at Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. Bernie in for Rob on Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?